The first coach on the teleconference is Michigan's Jim Harbaugh. The Wolverines host Hawaii on Saturday at noon Eastern Time on ESPN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
We can go straight to questions.
Sounds great. We'll take questions at this time.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from Dave Campbell with Associated Press.
Coach, I know you've got the question a bunch of times, but just wondering today if you have been ready to declare your starting quarterback.
Yes, we have done that, and the quarterbacks know, and the team knows, but we're not doing that for public consumption.
And your next question comes from Steven Tsai with Honolulu Star Advertiser.
Hey, Coach, I was just wondering what your big concerns are about Hawaii.
Well, it's a good football team. We had a chance to watch them play against Cal. And it's a veteran ball club. They returned 16 starters and 45 letter winners, 21 that were redshirted. It's a physical football team. They play fast, very aggressive on teams, with very good players at the skill positions, running back, quarterback, receiver. On the offensive side of the ball, and it's a very aggressive, fast attacking defense. As I said, very physical on special teams, with a good kicker, punter, and kickoff man who does all three of those things. So, you know, many things. And the thing you think about a lot in the opener, for us, it's the opener. For the Rainbows, it's their second game, but. The making sure that we're executing and we're tight on our assignments, penalties, and we don't have them, turnovers, blown coverages, so many things that show up in college football in the opening game, the first game, to make sure that we are as locked in with a laser focus as possible. That's our biggest focus of effort is on ourselves.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Fred Lewis with the Honolulu Star Advertiser.
Good morning, Coach. Would you consider ever coming out here to play Hawaii in Hawaii?
Yeah, sure, and have done it. 1986, I was part of the Michigan Wolverine team that played in Aloha Stadium, hard-fought game back in, what is that now, 30 years ago. So I know Tom Brady's squad also played out in Hawaii as well. So, yeah, would definitely consider that.
Have you answered Nick Rollins' text about a quarterback coach showdown before the game?
Pardon?
Have you answered Nick Rolovich's text about a quarterback showdown between the coaches before the game?
You kind of broke up there. What kind of shirt were you saying? I know you're talking about Nick. I don't think I've gotten a text from Nick.
It was a tweet, I think, maybe.
Oh, okay. What is it? What was it exact? The phone broke up when you were talking about the shirt. What kind of shirt?
No, he had asked if about a quarterback shootout between the two coaches.
Oh, I thought you were saying shirt. Quarterback shootout.
Yeah.
Interesting. Let's see what he has in mind. I'd be glad to talk to Nick about that.
Thank you.
It kind of sounds like a challenge, huh?
Yeah.
I had a great time, and so did our whole staff. I have great respect for Coach and his entire staff. We had a chance to work camp with them this summer, and it was a great day of football. That'd be the best way to describe it. And Nick and I were teamed up most of the day, and sharing drills and talking football. It was a real memorable day for me. And I think I know what competition he's talking about. So that would be interesting. Yeah, I'd be open to it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Your next question comes from Lee Barknecht, Omaha World Herald.
Jim, I was wondering how many true freshmen you're looking to play this season, and the ones who do, is it mostly because of they just work their way into the rotation?
Yeah, that's been it. Just working their way into playing, and I would if we're predicting how many are going to play this season, I think the number is growing. Where, for instance, maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, it might have been 8. And I could see where just forecasting ahead, it was 10, and then 12. And I think, as I relooked at it yesterday, I mean, it could be up there in as high as 15 or more. And the way it's been trending is as the true freshmen are really getting caught up on the playbook, on the scheme, on their assignments, they're really asserting themselves more, and their confidence has grown. So they're but it's all been through preparation and on field work and showing what their talent is. So, but it's, to answer your question, it's been growing, now for about a week and a half, 2 weeks.
Very good. Appreciate you. Thanks.
Sure.
Your next question comes from the line of Jake Lumen with Michigan Daily.
And you were, just to clarify that, you were talking about in the two deep. I heard that correctly, right? Yeah. I guess he's not on the line anymore. But, yeah, 12, 13, 15, upwards that you could forecast, predict at this point would be in the two deep at some time this season.
Coach, you've made use of a lot of transfers in your first 2 years, obviously, with especially a quarterback with Jake last year and John this year. What are the challenges associated with that process of transferring, and how do you think John is doing with it so far?
John has been has done great. I mean, ever since the first day he got here and spent the first year in residence and practicing, always jumping in on the scout team, always wanting to get more reps and contribute any way he could to the team. He shined during scrimmages last fall, and he's been a very serious competitor this entire off season. He has grown each outing, whether it was the fall to the spring, and now the 27 practices that we've had. So he's somebody that has the confidence of the coaches and the players as far as playing the quarterback position at Michigan.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, thanks a lot.